Thank you, Rich. Guys, we're getting ready to hit the stream button here, just so you know.
Where is everybody?
This is everybody. Oh, I haven't talked to her.
Well, I saw somebody said they saw her.
Unfortunately, she's prone to falling down.
Well, she's so thin and everything, you know.
And,
I gotta get my money.
Look at Jimmy Carter fell down the other day.
I heard.
His face is all, got a black
eye. Oh, no.
His face is all scarred up. You know, it's a, and I worry about the same thing. My equilibrium is shot to hell compared to what it used to be. You know, I feel like a drunk. If I ever had to do that, close your eyes and touch you, I'd be laying on the ground.
I tell you what I lost this year. I lost that perception to the side. I lost perception front to back before.
Really?
But now my perception's left to right is gone.
I just had new lenses put in here. I can see for thousands of miles. It's just unbelievable.
You mean
clear.
You had laser surgery?
No, it wasn't laser. They just peeled off the lens, stick a new one in there.
Is that new?
I never heard it referred to as anything other than lens replacement.
Wow.
And laser has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And it takes 10 minutes and it doesn't hurt
a bit.
How old are you? 74.
Yeah. I wonder if there's an age, you know, like even in laser, at my age, they don't recommend it.
Well, it depends on what kind of shape your eyes are in now, you know. Sometimes they can deal with it with the lens. Other times, it's other problems, and they either can't deal with it or have to do with it some other way.
Well, my husband's falling down.
No.
It's not good.
From the MS.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's tough. Geez.
And he went to the eye doctor because he wasn't seeing good, and they said there wasn't any more they could do.
All right, guys. It's just the four of us. I'm going to go ahead and open this meeting. This is the San Carlos Computer Club. I am Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions here in San Carlos, Sonora, Mexico. We're broadcasting from Tequilas. Everything seems to be working. And we're having our regular Tuesday meeting of the San Carlos Computer Club. Welcome, all.
And I'm Gary.
This is Gary, Linda, and Irving. And Richard's with us, too. He's our tech. He's been running around setting up cameras, and now he's out doing his cigarette
thing.
Sloughing
off now.
Yeah, he's sloughing off on the jet. So this is the second meeting of this season.
Really?
Last week we had a meeting.
I
posted it on Facebook and on our website.
So I was on the highway.
And Gary was driving.
I was on the highway last week.
Well, we had...
I left home Monday morning and got here Thursday at noon.
We had a somewhat new member, not a new member of San Carlos, but a new member come and join us and ask some questions. She's got a new iPad and wanted some information. And James Redding was here. And so James, Linda, myself, and Richard had a good conversation, the four of us. In standard Computer Club style, we have no organization, agenda. I did bring some topics I thought were interesting, but I'm happy to hear anything that anybody would like to bring. It's been a long summer, and I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Well, the only thing I wasn't thinking of addressing it here, but Linda's here. She's my guru, and maybe it's a TV-related thing that just came up. I don't know if you have any information on that. Would that fit into this?
Well, what TV type thing are you talking about?
Well, we had DirecTV for 15 years.
Right.
But they finally robbed me, so I dumped them. And I jumped over to Dish Network.
Okay.
So I set up my Dish Network in Alaska and Nevada, no problems. When I set it up in Nevada, they assured me I can bring it to Mexico as I travel.
Okay.
Got here. And I'm having trouble setting it up because I'm only picking up one satellite.
Did you only you need another dish or a bigger dish?
Well, I don't know. I ordered a part that Chavo thinks that may help the problem. But my question is, does anybody have Dish here? Are they successfully using Dish Network?
I don't use Dish. I use Fire Stick, and I get Radiosity. That's
okay.
What I get my television on. It's got all the sports you could ever want it, be involved in.
Okay, fire stick. I have a fire stick thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you need programming.
You have that one from Scott that put it together so you could have...
No, I never used anybody. This guy, this I took from Alaska.
He has my IPTV.
I have IPTV, which works. And I also have Dish, which has one satellite. And I also have Netflix, which is just my smart TV.
Sure.
So I'm not without TV. But I wanted the full complement of the Dish where I can record. You can't record with Fire Stick, can you?
Geez, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I haven't tried recording in years.
I don't think so.
Well, since the days of VHS, I can
imagine a scenario where you could put together the right kinds of equipment where you could capture it, but it is not built to do that.
Yeah, no, I did that 20 years ago and I gave it away. But when the, you know.
That is far from what they're trying to do with that technology.
Well, the IPTV, you can only record one channel, and it has to be on that channel
while
you're recording it. So, like, if you're going to go out for dinner and you want to record something, you can set it up.
So, Fire Stick, you just shove it in the TV?
No.
I believe it hooks up to an HDMI port.
Okay. Yeah. So, if I have an HDMI and I just shove it in.
Got to plug it in, too.
Plug it in, USB charging power.
Yeah.
Now I have to pay for programming?
Yep.
Well, yeah. Now, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you're allowed a catalog of programming, but none of it's live.
But you have to be Mexican IP, Amazon Prime.
Well, I think I'm paying for it. I never use it, but I think I have Mexican.
The one that
program.
You're supplying, does it have the networks?
Live everything.
CNN, there is.
CNN. Everything.
Yeah, she's right about the Mexican Prime. If you don't have Mexican Prime, then what you end up with is a small catalog of content that Amazon has made available to U.S.
Well, that's
Amazon.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
And is that free?
That's free, if you're a Prime member.
Well, I am a Prime.
I mean, it's not free, because you're paying for Prime.
I'm probably a Prime member in both, but I haven't used
it. If you are, you have a larger catalog, because you've got the Mexican catalog.
What, American programming catalog in Mexico?
They're just like all these other services that have to license content legally, you would have whatever's available in Mexico.
That solves my problem. I don't mind rejoining a page. So that's
it's fine. 889 pesos. That's what makes it great down here. It's I like, have Mexican Prime.
I think I do also. I can check it, I guess. I'm pretty sure I have it. Every time I try to buy something, people tell me they're having success. Every time I buy something, they're charging me big. They're not delivering, or they're charging more for the product.
Well, then you've got regular American Prime.
No, I have Mexican Prime also.
You sure?
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. It says MX after, and it's all in Spanish.
Well, yeah, but it would just be a different fee. Like you pay for American Prime, it's like $110 a year, something like that, and you pay for Mexican Prime, and it's like
$89.
Well, first I was a member, and then I dropped it because they never could find my address. I have to run to Guaymas and blah, blah, blah. I hear they've improved that now. I joined within the year, but again, every time I try to use it, I'm not satisfied with the service or the delivery. Amazon will deliver to... I can get stuff faster to Nogales than I can get to my house, even if they deliver.
That's really funny. I've had great experience getting stuff delivered here. I have a horrible Amazon story. You guys want to hear my horrible Amazon story? I ended up getting stuck in Mesa for a few extra days after I got back from Alaska. I was just trying to find a ride home. I didn't want to take a bus because I always travel with so much equipment because of the kind of work I do that I just don't feel comfortable bringing it on the bus across the board. I'd much rather be in somebody's car. That's what it comes down to. And so I was sticking around, and while I was sticking around, I remembered I had to get a hold of some Chromebooks for my kids for school. And this is a great opportunity. I'm in Mesa. It's Phoenix, right? Like, if you order anything in Amazon, there's a good chance you'll have it within 12 hours in Phoenix. It's a hub. And so sure enough, I find exactly the Chromebooks I want to buy for my kids. So these beautiful Samsung V2 2-in-1. You flip it around like a tablet. Has a built-in stylus, so they can use it for art. It's got 64 gigabytes of internal storage. And I mean, this is exactly the product that I want to get for my kids. And when I go to buy it, it gives me the option to do payments, which I thought was great. You could buy it outright, which if I did, I was going to put it right on a credit card, which was going to gather interest. Or Amazon would let me write it with payments with no interest. And so I thought I had selected that option. I made the purchase, went to bed. It was going to show up that Monday. This is like a Friday. It was going to show up that Monday morning. Or no, that Tuesday morning. It was going to show up that... No, that Monday morning. It was going to show up that Monday morning. Or Monday evening, something like that. Anyway, the next day, I'm looking at it, and I didn't get the payment option in. And I'm like, geez, I should really find out if what's going on with this, because it looks like I'm going to buy these outright. I'm going to have almost $1,000 on my credit card. Sure would prefer not to do that. And so I call, or I get a hold of Amazon through chat, and I start chatting with somebody, and I explain to them my situation. It's like, I've got this order. It's actually on the way, and I'm realizing now this isn't what happened between Friday and Saturday is the order got updated to Sunday. So I'm expecting these laptops now the next day, the following day. No, by the time I'm chatting with them, I'm expecting the laptops that evening.
It was in route, yeah.
Yeah, it was already in the truck, right? They are in Mesa. They are being delivered. I'm dealing with this on the same day they're supposed to be delivered. That's the point of my story. And I'm talking to this person. I'm like, look, I got this order coming, but I don't see where I've been able to make this in payments. She's like, you're right. It's been purchased outright. Like, okay, but I want to figure out how I can make payments on this if I can, because that's what was offered to me. She's like, well, and she's digging in the system, and we're doing this through chat, so I'm only imagining what's happening on her end. And she comes back. She's like, okay, the only way that we could do this is to cancel the order and to reorder it with the payments. I'm like, this seems crazy that we would have to cancel the order. They're in a truck right now. I see them. They're about to be delivered. They'll probably be at my house in 4 hours. She's like, well, there's no other way to do it. I'm like, well, can you find out if I were to cancel the order and order them under payments, if they could get to me by tomorrow night? Because that's when I need them. I can't be any later than tomorrow night because I'm leaving Tuesday morning. And she leaves and she comes back. She goes, I need to transfer you to somebody else who might be able to do this. And I don't remember which one of the people I was transferred to. It wasn't the first person, definitely wasn't the last person, but somebody between me, within the seven people I was transferred to, mm-hmm. one of them thought that I had to have the order canceled. And they canceled my order with.
Before you settled it.
Right, before they had found out if they could figure out the payments, they'd already canceled the order. And after the order is canceled, there was nothing they could do to get that order to my house.
Sorry, one.
The seventh person I talked to sent me a phone number. I mean, I went through like five people apologizing. Right, and maybe this person can help you, passing me to a supervisor. And this is all on chat. And then the seventh person passed me a phone number, and I called the phone number, and they personally apologized. They read through the transcripts. They could see where I had never asked for it to be canceled. This is a communication error on their side, and unfortunately, the way their system is set up, there's no way to recover from it. They have talked to the courier personally, like they called UPS or they called whoever the delivery team was, and there was nothing they could do because there was a check mark that it was being refused. That was the end of the delivery, and there was no way to change that delivery. And so it was now on its way back to where it originated.
Is this your horror story?
This is my horror story.
This is such a great story. What a great company Amazon is. The fact that they tried to help you, no other company in the world would have been apologized. I mean, this is fabulous service. You're looking at it the opposite the way I would look at it.
Well, no, I mean, I see your points.
It's unbelievable.
All of that is awesome. But it's also important to realize that the way their system is set up, they don't have much flexibility. I mean, it's all based on...
Right.
Like, I had a time agenda, so the only time the purchase mattered to me was that it could get to me within a certain...
They're the biggest company in the world. How could they possibly get down to these such good individual... service. Amazon is probably the reason they're the biggest company in the world is they're the best company in the world. I've been trying to buy some equipment.
Hey, before you go on with that, Irving, this has not jaded me. I mean, I've already made a half a dozen other Amazon purchases since then.
That's your story tells how great they are. They really try to help you. And it was your mistake, I assume. If it was their mistake...
That's a point of contingency. Because right. It was my mistake not to have gotten it ordered correctly.
Right.
But they should not have canceled my order. And that was a communications problem.
Somebody screwed up.
But
I think they're a great company. And I had to... there's so much hype on products you buy. I needed a good juicer. So I bought one juicer. It didn't work out. I bought the next juicer. I'm talking about expensive. The last juicer cost me $580. Okay? It was a piece of junk.
Go to the store and buy juice.
Well, it was absolutely a piece of junk. And I both ones on Amazon, they immediately put the money back in my account. No questions asked. You got so much time to return it. And they're just a fabulous. They never question returns.
That's how Home Depot always was. You could return something to Home Depot. You could return it. Even if you didn't have the packaging, you could return it.
And you look at how Costco behaves now in the United States.
But that's a business.
I've watched my father return stuff he bought a year beforehand that never got used.
If you don't have the receipt,
they got it in the computer.
And they can find it.
Amazon's even though they, you can look for better prices along the internet, it pays to deal with them.
I'll give you another Amazon story that's kind of neat. And something to think about when you're returning stuff. I had bought some fake earbuds. They're not the Apple earbuds, the wireless ones.
Yeah,
they
knockoffs.
Were some Chinese knockoffs. They're black instead of white.
How'd you make out?
I paid like $26 for them. And I mean, they work for $26. I use these kinds of wireless earbuds all the time. I pay a maximum about $20 for them, and so I was almost that satisfied. What I didn't like about them is they had no controls on them except turn them on and turn them off.
Oh, yeah.
But you could take one out, turn it off, and just use one. Right, so like you could.
Does that work good with all wireless earbuds?
Yeah, I've been really happy with this style of. I've got a couple other styles.
I've got one that I use at the gym.
Is it any good?
They last for about 4 to 8 hours straight.
Let's come.
What's it connected to? What's the source of it?
My phone. It's Bluetooth. But so these buds, I was having some issues with them. Like I couldn't track how much battery life was in them, and I thought that was odd. And there was... The way they work is you stick them in this powered box, and the box charges them.
Oh.
But there's no indicator on the box. There's lights on the box, but there's no indicator that they're being charged. And I'm like, I don't think this is working right. And so I get a hold of Amazon, and I talk to them on the phone, and we're going back and forth on it. And they're telling me that, it's supposed to be working. I'm checking with the manufacturer. And finally reached a point where I had too much going on my end. I'm like, look, I'll just get back to you about it. That's exactly it. Yeah. I've been very happy with them. So I'm like, look, I'll just get back to you with them. I'll play with them some more and see what happens. And I think they said, well, we can send you another pair. And so they... sent me another pair.
Oh.
I'm getting my story out of order, but basically, I know what happened. When I got back to them, I was like, why am I returning these? It was asking me, why am I returning these? When I went to go return them, they were $6 cheaper than when I bought them. And so I put... the reason I'm returning these is because I found them for a better price. Right? It was within like a 30-day period or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, who cares why I'm returning them? I'm returning them. And Amazon automatically calculated up, oh, well, then you're going to pay $6.95 for shipping to ship these back. I'm like, well, that's bullshit. And so I went in again and I said, send me a replacement, which they did for free. They sent me, assuming that these are bad, and they set me up to send these back for free. They gave me a post-it note. So I hung on to them until the other ones came in. The other ones acted and behaved exactly with the same kind of sketchiness the first ones did. I'm like, no, I'm sending both these back. And so I set that up for return for the same reason. They don't work. They got the same problem. Didn't charge me a thing, sent me the packing slips. I sent them both back at the same time, got refunded all the money. But because I had said, oh, well, I found them cheaper somewhere, they were going to charge me shipping on them.
Well, the ones I have just plug into USB.
To charge? Yeah,
yeah,
these plug into USB too.
I
want
to know that's why it's easiest. Got my name on it.
Yeah, it just has a regular USB charger there.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah. I really got to like having the charging box.
So they have a rechargeable battery within those things? Or?
Yeah, you plug them in with a USB.
Yeah, you just plug them into your computer and charge them up.
Okay.
Just like you
like
charge up your cell phone. And
I don't have the earpiece thing.
And but where's the indicator that tells you when it's charged and when it isn't?
Well, there is a light that if I turn these on, that'll appear right here to let you know that
if it's got power, that'll flash.
Yeah, so that'll be flash blue to say that it's connected, blue and red if it's disconnected. And then when you...
No coffee.
When you connect them to charge...
When you give me my La Cuenta, I'll charge me for his coffee.
Okay. Ella está pagando mi café. ¿Y puedo tener un poco más café?
But are you, when you
so when you plug them in, then there's a light on them that shows red until they're charged, and then it shows blue.
So that will play music for you, and if a phone rings, you can answer it.
That's right.
Where's the mic that answers it?
There's a mic built into these. And so you're using a USB. I don't know where they're physically located. I can look at that.
Yeah.
Well, so when they're in your ears, the mic that you're talking back to is also in your ears.
That's right.
Okay.
So, that's very cool that we were talking about Bluetooth headphones, but my story was again about Amazon and the nuances of dealing with them to purchase things. If we go back to the Bluetooth headphones for a moment though, I really like the charging case. That really made a difference in these I carry around my neck all the time.
Yeah.
Right, they get caught on stuff. They get ripped off my neck when I put a seatbelt on.
Uh-huh.
I've actually had a couple other styles that I thought dangled better and didn't get
actually,
caught on stuff.
Actually, I just like the earphones that came with the phone. They've got the on and off thing right here and the volume, even though they're wired.
I haven't even gone that far. My phone sits there, and when it rings, I stick it to my ear.
Yes, you're on the internet somewhere.
Yes.
Say hello.
No, I haven't.
So get this Earthlink. I'm getting Earthlink in Green Valley.
Okay.
Not much better than here. 12 megabytes. That's all you get.
Is it satellite?
12 megabytes.
Can't you try to get satellite over there, Lynn? You should be able to get satellite over there.
Cox isn't much better, and they're way more money.
Where is this?
In Green Valley.
Yes. Green Valley?
You're on the internet. 12 megabytes is $45 a month.
Say hello.
Cox is like $80-something dollars for a decent amount. I'm not paying that.
I'm going to have to humble brag again and let you know that I get 300 megabytes for telephone internet.
Wow!
Holy smokes.
He's deaf.
Hello.
Are you over at TechLine?
No, in Canada.
Oh, in Canada, yeah.
TechLine, I'm lucky to get 6 megabytes.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're so close to the infrastructure. I'm just amazed
you
wouldn't get better bandwidth.
Well, that was one of the reasons that Scott suggested I go down and pick up this other modem. He says there's a way better chance of getting better reception from it than the one that I have now.
Uh-huh.
The one that I have now is about that thick. Stands about that tall. It's got a roll of lights down one edge of it.
Uh-huh.
Is this the cable modem or the DSL
modem?
Is this Telmex or Mega?
Folks, good to see you.
Infinite.
Good to see you.
At Maru's. I'm going to pick her up.
Okay, here's your stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks for being here, Irving. We'll see you next week, I hope.
Holy Moses, how many cars are you driving?
believe me, I should be arrested for this. This is only one set.
You know, all that's to make it more convenient.
Let me pay my bill. Yeah.
You don't have to use any of those keys. You can just carry those fobs around with you. I should get a picture of that.
It's
fob.
12 megabytes is fine, really.
Sure.
I just can't have the two on my IPTV. I can't run the one in the bedroom and the one in the living room at the same time.
I've been told that's the case.
The HD now
takes
up too much.
takes about 4.5 to 5 megs
for one. So if you only have 12 and you've got your laptops or your tablets going, then you don't have enough.
Yeah, when I fire up my laptop and go to just click on the browser to go to my email or something, the TV kind of blocks and stalls for 4 or 5 seconds. And so there's definitely a lapse there between the service you should be getting and what you are getting.
Uh-huh.
Are we done?
No. No, we're just starting.
Okay,
it's only 9:40. Sure. What do you got?
Well, I just got a notice today, you know, from my IPTV, and they were telling people if they gave us 2 DNSs to put in.
Oh, a specific DNSs for your IPTV?
Well, the first one is the 8888.
Okay, that's Google.
And the second one is another one.
8844-9999?
20-something.
Huh. Okay.
It's out in the car because I'm going to go up and see because Jerry Anderson is having problems. He's had problems with Mega Cable. And the IPTV. No, he lives on the Caracol.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go up there. We're going to switch that. See,
Jerry lives on the Caracol?
Oh, yeah. I bought a huge house sitting over the water.
Okay, because he used
the
to be over in Manglaris, right?
Sale, oh,
okay,
all right. And this house is purple, too.
Hmm.
And there's another purple
house. Elevator?
No, this one doesn't have an elevator. Wait. Anyway, I'm going to go to his house, and we're going to put in those. I put the DNSs in this morning, see if they're going to be a little bit better. I'm not having any problem, but some like the ones that have Mega Cable are having problems.
You know, the DNSs I'm using all the time are 1.1.1.1.
They specifically in the thing this morning.
Do you know anyone else who uses Mega Cable right now?
Just him and Winnie Rock. And she's right by Telmex.
Yeah.
Right by Telmex, and she is the idiot. She was getting the most horrible reception. And you guys are pretty close, but you know...
I had Mega Cable for
2 or 3
years.
They got this satellite over in TechLine. It was worse than...
Satellite?
Telmex.
I can't complain about my Telmex service
TCL
right now.
TCL or whatever it's called.
When we got back, our phone line was out,
uh-huh.
But our internet was up, and it's been strong this whole time. And I called and reported the phone line, and it was fixed within a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And we feel occasionally there's like this glitch, like a saturation, like people are using it all too much.
Uh-huh.
But I'm consistently getting 8 to 10 megabits a second out there in Ranchitos.
Oh,
does anybody who moves into a new place now, do they bother getting a landline anymore?
Oh, that's interesting. I think the only thing that prompts people these days is to get internet in their house.
Yeah, I guess there's other ways to get
it. Yeah, I'm not getting a phone in Green Valley. We're just using ourselves.
I was just talking to a buddy of mine that's, he's not in town right now, but his plan when he gets back is to go to Telcel and get one of those
modems?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is they aren't very good.
Yeah, I think his area in the Ranchitos, though, just doesn't have great coverage.
Well, George got it. He has to have it sitting outside.
The Telcel?
Yeah, he has it sitting outside on a table underneath the overhang and everything, but he's got it sitting outside because he can't hardly get anything.
But then
I have a gal that lives in Solimar. Now, she sits up on that little bit of hill over the golf course. She was only getting on Telmex 1 point something. She went to the satellite. She went to that TCL or TCL.
Yeah, you're reminding me. I did not even tell him about that. TSC or TCS.
TCS. So she went to that, and it's much better.
Who was responsible for that in Tekalot?
What's her name? God. No. She plays cards. I see her face. But anyway, they're over near the, one row from the wall where Jim and Terry live across the street.
Jim and Terry.
Yeah. Jim and Terry. Twibble. They built a new house there last year. It's one street over from the wall. So you got the wall, the street, and they're on the next street. And she's right across from them. Anyway, they wound up taking it out. It didn't do anything. but I'm not sure. They don't have very good customer service.
And that was from...
Well, they're not here all the time, right?
It's from that satellite company.
So it had nothing to do with Telmex.
They still don't have a representative that's here all the time, right? So it's from Hermosillo, so you have to deal with them remotely, and then they come help you when they're in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So which isn't good.
But they do have good service. I've seen their service.
Yeah, but
I've seen it compared to X-Pro's service, and it's a better service than X-Pro's service.
The problem is, if something happened, like we had a storm, well, then the satellite, because it's sitting out there, the satellite got knocked off, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah. You're talking about the TCS.
And then she had to wait, yeah.
Yeah, for them to get to town.
And wait. She didn't have any TV.
Right.
That's a problem. And,
well, right now I get about six, last time I checked it, I got about 6 megabytes. And I really haven't tried using both my TVs because one in the bedroom I only use when I'm in bed.
Yeah,
there's no reason to turn it on at any other time.
That's a, but knock on wood, I still have the old little Telmex router. It works just fine.
Yeah, we haven't had a reason to upgrade ours for a long time.
I've got one of those that takes your electrical line and you plug that into the other end and it, it boosts the signal somehow. I don't
know. No, you've got a range extender that you're using.
I have a range extender in the living room that works just fine.
I've got an old school range extender in my office out in the trailer. It's a DDWRT. It's a repeater.
I have one of those too.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in a box.
You must have a closet full of old gadgets.
Oh, my God. I got so many old
gadgets.
And
you know Roy's back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know where he moved?
No.
Over by your buddy that rides the bike. I think he's over there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Right there, in there.
Well, didn't he used to live in Tekeli, right?
No. He lived where the real estate office is.
Well, is he still doing the TV stuff, the South of Border TV stuff?
No, not really.
No?
No, he just has a web. He has a web thing. He sends out stuff. He's got his books.
Oh, that's right.
God, there's thousands of books. And all you have to do is join his group.
You're making me realize that I have not gotten any up. I was in his group for a long time. I haven't gotten an update from that group forever now. But yeah, you're right. There was a whole bunch of the books.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bill reads his books all the time.
Yeah.
And, so we have, I think there's like 75 people in the group, and he gets every New York Times bestseller. He gets every one of those books that came out about the president.
Yeah.
He had them the next day, you know, and...
That's more interested than I am.
So, anyway, he's going to start his meetings up, but the problem is he's going to start them up on Thursday morning. And we do our breakfast, go to breakfast with our friends, and I'm not quitting that, going to breakfast with my friends.
So. I had to talk to him. Maybe I had to show up for his Thursday meetings. I could go in and record him, put him on our screen.
Talk to him.
Yeah. If you see him before I do, just mention that I mean, obviously not a flushed out idea, but...
Just email him.
Yeah.
You probably have his email.
I probably do.
So...
I'll look for it. If I have trouble communicating with him, I'll contact you. I'm sure you've got a way to communicate with him.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But that might be an interesting thing to do, is just go attend his meeting, and I could be a bystander and make a recording of it if he'd like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun. I noticed when the sign up there has an apostrophe between the A and the S, whereas when you log into the service here, you have no apostrophe.
Right.
Yeah.
A-S.
That's an aesthetic choice on the password that I made when I set it up for these guys.
But I wondered what the real name. That must be the way that it's actually registered in somebody's book somewhere.
Well, you know, what's interesting is they don't even use that for possessiveness in Spanish.
Oh, they don't use apostrophe S?
No.
Oh.
No, and that's part of the confusion, is that that's a totally gringo thing to do.
Oh.
That's been my biggest problem with Spanish, just putting in the things that get you to the word that you're trying to...
Yeah.
You know, the
de los L...
Yeah, the de...
L-S or...
To, yeah, they use a completely other word to show...
Too wordy. They get too wordy, and then...
Well, you know, I used to have this Spanish theory where And I would contrast it to English. In English, we tend to give more reverence to people that have an extended vocabulary. And I don't know why, because we have a lot of people in this world that spend too much time trying to say a very specific thing.
Yeah,
they're using language that you don't understand almost intentionally. But for some reason in our culture, we give a lot of merit to that. Like, oh, that guy must be really intelligent.
Oh, yeah, he's got a good vocabulary.
Because I don't understand what he's saying. In Spanish, I've always felt like a sign of real intelligence in this culture is how short you can make a sentence and still have it have the same meaning.
Right.
Right?
Right. And they add so many words to have the same meaning. But
You see it. You see it. You go into some small, lower educated culture, and there's just verbose, just words everywhere. And you go into the workplace, into some manager's room, and he can say the same thing in like four words.
Well, that sort of shows. How about our president? He has no vocabulary.
Right.
Okay. One of the examples.
And the other thing about him, you notice the press? Okay, they get their buzzwords going, and everything is one word. Now they're doing the quid pro quo bullshit.
Right.
And every word and every news thing is quid pro quo. I said to my husband,
it's all talking points.
What exactly is quid pro quo? Can't they just use this for that? Everybody understands.
Yeah.
Just this for that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Very
quid pro quo.
But uneducated people don't know what it is.
I saw a clip of the president trying to say. Now I can't do it. Quid pro quo. And he stumbled like I just did.
Yeah.
And some commentators like, dude, you can barely speak English. Why would you try and speak Latin?
Do you remember when he was talking about the oranges of something or other?
Oh, that was great. The oranges.
Three times he said the oranges.
Well, I didn't have TV. For oranges?
He meant origin.
He was trying to say origins. The origins of...
I thought you said oranges.
No, he did say oranges.
Well, you know what? We hardly had any TV the whole summer. From the time we left August 15th. Because then 2 days after, I got into the trailer. I bought this little TP-Link to boost the internet in the parks.
Oh, yeah.
It worked fine. So anyway, we get in the car. We get in. I hook up the TV. I get it all set up. We watched it one night. And the next day we turned on the TV and it wasn't. The TV was gone. Blown. So my husband took it all off. The TV didn't work anymore.
Oh, so it wasn't anything you done. The TV you're using just decided to die.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, it's the batteries in the remote because it's sitting there. Now, I took the batteries out, I switched them, put new batteries in, nothing. I took the TV off the wall, and I'm wondering if it was this. In that trailer, the arm comes up, but when you put it back in for travel, it magnets on. And these two magnets are so powerful
that
when you go to grab the TV, and I'm wondering when you go to grab the TV...
It probably went...
off those magnets, something, I don't know. But anyway, we get to a campground. The night before, we had it perfect.
This is your TV?
A little TV that was in the trailer.
That mounts with magnets.
Well, it's got like an arm that comes out, and then for travel, you push it back against the wall, and it has a
magnet to hold it back there.
Two magnets. Oh, my God. It's so powerful, you can hardly get it off the wall.
So you think you might have broke the TV pulling it off the wall?
I don't know. I'm wondering if it's just, I don't know, understand why you wouldn't have like an articulating arm and then like a hook and eye thing that would go over to hold it back on the wall.
Well, I like the magnets. I mean, you shouldn't be able to break equipment.
Too powerful.
Do you use magnets in the work that you do?
Well, in a way. Now, it's a good question because I come from a world, because I'm from a generation where you would never have magnets near any of the work that I would do.
Uh-huh.
But things have changed quite a bit now.
Well, I know a guy in Phoenix who is in the business, similar to yours. He installs huge, big sound systems and all this kind of stuff. And I was telling him about a door that I had at home that had no latch on it, but it wouldn't stay closed. So he said, well, I'll give you a couple little magnets, and you just put one there, and when you close it, off you go. Well, they were so strong. They were just like the size of a dime.
Yeah.
About
that's
twice
what
the
these are, like a quarter.
They were so thick and strong, you couldn't get them separated. It was just had to slide them off. You couldn't pull them apart. But they only worked in one direction. If you put them face to face,
sure.
They latched onto each other. If you turn them backwards,
they repel each other. Yeah, like a maglev.
And so with one on that door and one on that door, they're in repellent mode.
Well, you know, I have one of those on my laundry room door. You know, the little magnets you buy, where one side is flat and the other side has like the two little.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My laundry doors will not stay closed, and I don't know how.
Probably just
if you can adjust if you can adjust those things out.
Hey, Linda, you said you had some questions, but all you talked about was DNS and manual entry.
We started talking about DNS.
So what's your questions, though?
Was how many people don't know about DNS?
Oh, okay.
That was my...
Maybe a question for when we have a bigger group.
I'm one.
Right.
I've seen that DNS before, but I have no...
And now in Windows 10...
Oh,
it's kind of difficult to get
to the settings to manually set DNS.
I googled it, and so I've got it on a piece of paper now.
Well, and on the Telmex modems, if you have the latest modems, you can't change them.
Yeah.
So you can't go into the Telmex router and set your own DNS.
I just went in on where you can control it on your laptop, where you set up the whole thing.
Right.
I just changed them in there.
But I
don't know if that's going to change them on my IPTV.
No, it shouldn't. That's the thing, is that if you do it manually, you have to do it on each one of your devices. Whereas if you do it on your router, then each one of your devices uses that setting.
Well, they said that you could do it on your TV box, but I haven't found the place you do it on the TV box.
Somewhere in your TV box you should be able to do it. I have an Android TV that allows me to set manual settings, and I've got my...
On a TV box?
But yeah, it's an Android TV box. It would be based on your version of the software you're using. But you'd go into your network connections at probably. Oh, now that I say this, I do this with a cabled connection. Is yours cabled or wireless?
Mine. You mean has a.
Are you Wi-Fi or cable?
No, I use cable. The one in the bedroom, the one in the living room is... No, that's plugged into the...
Well, I would just go into your network settings and look for a manual setting. So you go from automatic DHCP, go to manual. And then you put in your own IP address, you put in your own subnet mask, and then you put in your own DNS addresses. Yeah.
I wonder if I can find that in the box, because people... So as that's what I started to say. Some people that have mega cable are having issues.
So what I would do, what I think is probably a better solution, is encourage those people to get their own router and plug that router into the mega cable router and don't use the mega cable router for anything but internet. And then their own router they have control over.
That's what I have.
See, in that router that you own, you can get in there and you can set any of those settings.
I have a Buffalo.
Yeah, you can set your DNS settings there. You can set them to anything you want them to be.
So I have to go into the Buffalo router.
Well, when you do that, then everything that's connected to the Buffalo router uses those settings.
So not just going into your internet connection in your laptop where you originally have your network settings. I went in there and changed it.
So again, these are two different ways of doing this. Uh-huh. When you go into the laptop, you've only changed the laptop.
That laptop.
When you go into the router, you've changed it for every device that connects to the router.
Okay, I'll go into the router then.
Yeah.
That's the Buffalo router.
Yeah, whatever your devices are connecting to.
Yeah.
Where you're getting your IP addresses, where you're getting your DHCP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, set that. Now, in terms of DNS... last season we talked about 1.1.1.1, and they put out an application, and so I've been using this app on my Android devices, and it's just a one-button app. Turn it on, turn it off, and what it does, at first it would just set your DNS so you didn't have to do it yourself on that device. You just hit, and it would do all the settings for you, so you didn't have to know where your network settings were. You just installed the app. And it worked beautifully. I had very few frustrations with it. Every once in a while, something wouldn't work right. Like I'm on my phone and maybe Facebook wouldn't come up. And religiously, I'd go to the app, I'd turn it off, I'd say, it had an option, turn it off for 15 minutes, so I'd say, turn it off for 15 minutes, then I'd get access to Facebook, and I'd think, okay, well, I'm not using 1.1.1, but at least I'm able to do what I was doing before, and eventually that got so dialed in, they added an encrypted channel for your data, and it was the same deal, because the thing with the app, 1.1.1.1 is they're purporting to be not tracking your DNS lookups and they're not making them available. So they don't record them. Like Prodigy or Telmex records them in a log and then they use that information for advertising. They sell it as advertising information. 1.1.1.1 was Cloudflare, and one of the things they were saying is that we're not keeping this information, so it's not available to be given out. Then they said, and they made it an encrypted channel for your DNS lookups, which is very unusual, because normally your DNS lookups are out there in the clear, right, so that they can be read by anybody that's paying attention. And so they encrypted your DNS lookups. So you asking for a name address, even if they could hand that information to somebody, it would be just garbage because it would be encrypted. Uh-huh. They wouldn't have the key. Uh-huh. Then they added a VPN tunnel to that, all for free. So now all your data is going through an encrypted channel. Worked beautifully. Same experience. I turned it on. I'd have it on 90% of the time. Every once in a while, something that I wanted to use wouldn't work. I'd turn it off for 15 minutes. I'd do what every normal person in the world is doing. Eventually, the VPN would come back on, and I'd be happy, and I'd just go about my business until the next relative glitch. While they've had this version, they've been advertising a version called Warp. We're going to add Warp to this. And what Warp is, they're saying, is its own proprietary protocol for sending you internet information. And I suspect that the way Warp would work, Cloudflare is very much like Amazon Web Services. They are a business, they're a back-end business that provides cloud to applications. So like maybe Uber uses Cloudflare. Maybe Mercados Libre uses Cloudflare. Things like that. And so what I thought Warp is, what I believe Warp to be, is it is for their customers that are using them as their provider. They can get faster access to them. It's kind of like Netflix, where, like, you know how Netflix, the reason we get good Netflix in Mexico is because Netflix put a physical box in Mexico near us so that we would have good Netflix. Cloudflare is the same way. They've got a physical box in those areas that their customers need access to.
I just leave Netflix on my computer, not on my TV at all.
Right.
So when I want to watch it, I just...
But you remember when you first started trying to use Netflix from down here, and it would buffer for long periods of time, the quality would be diminished, there'd be content that some content would pop up quickly, other content wouldn't. That was all resolved by putting the content physically closer to the customers, by paying for a box to be installed in a data center like a Telmex data center, so that it is physically closer to the customers that are trying to use it.
So if I access the one that I bought in Canada, do I get Canadian content?
No.
Or do I get Mexican content?
Yeah, Mexican content. And there was a time when you could use a VPN to go to Canada so that you could get that Canadian content where Netflix was not filtering it. And that Netflix experience would be diminished. Mm-hmm. You'd get a poor quality and it would be harder to read. That's right.
This summer somebody called me.
Wait, let me finish this.
Okay.
I'm almost done. That's just all background for what's happening now. This app that I have loved for about a year now has fallen apart since they've introduced Warp. And I've been watching it as it's just miserable. And I, at one point in the last couple weeks, I just removed everything and tried some other software, which is miserable as well. I think it's getting better, but I am having to turn this app off all the time now, ever since they've implemented this Warp stuff. And things, I get emails saying that, I never got this before, I got emails saying, you're logging into Hotmail from Scotland. This looks suspicious. Facebook won't come up. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all kinds of garbage. And one day to the next, it's complete. 1 hour to the next, it's a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. So if you're using 1.1.1.1, you're not the only one having problems. They just put out another update to the app. I don't think it's an app problem. I think it's an infrastructure problem. Maybe the app complements changes they made in the infrastructure. But I have removed it all and put it all back in and had the same experiences. I'm hoping it'll get good again. I'm sorry. I just need to bring that to a conclusion.
No. So somebody did call me this summer. I don't remember who it was. And they said, you know, I had a VPN and I can't get Netflix now.
Yeah.
I said, I think that they have blocked all the VPNs.
They have.
And you can't do it on Amazon Prime either. Because I tried to put on Amazon Prime when we were in the States and I can't get it.
Oh, because you don't have U.S. Prime.
I don't have U.S. Amazon. And a girlfriend of mine just asked me, she goes, well, when you get up here, you want to split Amazon? I said, yeah. I said, because I'm not paying $119 a year to get Amazon Prime. It's not worth it to me. So. Anyway, that's a story on Netflix.
Well, I watched a movie the other night on Scott's system. Not a glitch. Didn't pause once. 2 hour movie or whatever.
Well, we watched the new season of Goliath. Are you watching it on Prime?
I have not started it. I haven't even watched the first season.
Oh, my God. You got to watch it.
Because I heard it's one of the best shows nobody watches.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Now, in season three, they're bringing people in.
Okay.
Okay, season one, they did stuff. Season two, they got mixed up with the cartel and all this. Okay, now season three, Dennis Quaid is in it.
Oh, really?
And he is a big, farm owner, and he's controlling the water, and all these people don't have water. He's just crooked as heck. But now, all of a sudden, last night, we got into, I don't know, maybe we watched 3 or 4 episodes, and now people from the second season are filtering in.
Back into the show? That's interesting.
Right. Like this Spanish gal who became a mayor of this town, she's really crooked, but she had an affair with him in the second season, but now she's all of a sudden he's at this thing at Dennis Quaid's house and she shows up. So it's all kind of intertwined, so you really have to watch it from the beginning, but it's really good.
Well,
you know, but yeah,
that's a good recommendation.
He's drunk. I've
seen blog posts, I've heard reviewers talk about how it's the best show that nobody's watching.
Right, it's the best show.
Is Game of Thrones contemporary or from some time in the past?
It's actually a fictional world in...
Yeah.
It's like a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Well, it's fantasy. It's fantasy, it's dragons, it's kings.
Not for me.
For me either. When I see things flying through the air that don't belong in the world, that's all that I need to see.
Hey, I was poking around Viva San Carlos, and I saw somebody posted free live streams. And I just wanted to make sure you guys are up to date on this. This USTVGo.TV seems to be working. Oh, really? I had a great experience using it.
Oh. It was that USTV 247 or whatever.
Yeah, and it's changed to this now. Yeah, so I just want to mention that real quick. There's sports24.club. I know nothing about sports.
Have you tried that?
About that, no. GoStream.site.
Yes.
That looked really good.
You're talking about Ghost?
No, GoStream.
Oh, GoStream.
.site.
No.
And this is where you'd go for, like, a catalog of movies. Again, you've got to do it through a web browser.
Oh, I got so many movies now. And you can go to Ghost.
Ghost?
Yeah.
What is Ghost?
I'll have to bring the numbers in, because Ghost is a movie thing, but there's no... You know how when you do a lot of the movies and you get in there and they've got all this advertising and... You know, get the nudes on there. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, this doesn't have anything. You can go right to the movie.
Well, you know, I've been using Cody
ghost,
for
it
so long
like
now.
Looks like a ghost.
Okay. Ghost. I'm not familiar with it.
So you have to get the...
Ghost streaming... Yeah. It's a website, right? Or is it an app?
Well, actually, I have it on my IPTV now. Yeah, it's like an app.
Okay. I'm still using Kodi. I'm pretty happy with Kodi.
Oh, I'm not using it.
Yeah, with Exodus Redux.
No, I'm not using it. Because the IPTV service I have has the movies as soon as they come out in the movie theater.
A lot of times they're not even in the... There's the captions on the bottom from some other language. That
yeah, the problem is down here they're all in Spanish. Like UFC... The UFC and everything, it's all in Spanish.
The first time I watched The Star Is Born, it was in Chinese writing at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese
well,
or...
You know,
I've done a couple of movies like that myself.
You know, that IPTV, a lot of that services, like mine, it's buried somewhere in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so...
And that's the only reason we have it.
Yeah, we've been having a bunch of freezing and a bunch of repeating in the last week. And I'm wondering if it's because, you know, how many people that Dish Network has gotten. And I flat out tell everybody that I have 65 people now.
Did you see the Apple TV announcement, the Apple TV Plus?
Yeah, I don't want to pay for that.
Are you?
Well, they don't want you to. They if you buy an Apple device, you get it for free for a year.
Yeah.
And then when they release it, they're going to release it for $4.99
like
a month.
Yeah, but it's like It's like everything. It's like Roku. Everything you pay for everything.
Except it's free.
Except for it's free.
Well,
anyway, what were you going to ask me?
What the Apple TV stuff is? They're becoming their own studio, though. That's all original content. They didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't announce anything
well,
that
they. Well, that's kind of like. I mean, that's kind of like Amazon.
Yeah, or Netflix.
The stick.
The customers that you have on your service, are they all over the place? Like all over San Carlos.
Oh, yeah, they're all over here. I have three or four in Toronto.
Really?
And that come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got her son,
and they
her brother-in-law.
Yeah,
and I just switch them.
Mm-hmm.
Switch it from Mexico to Canada. That's a security thing. But now they've got all countries, so I just put on all countries now so they can go back and forth.
And what does that cost them per month?
It's not per month. They charge $60 a year.
Oh, see, anyway.
That's it. A yearly fee, and you buy the box. And we got the new box, the T3. It's 4K. It's fast. It's got 5G in it. It's, But I ask people when they're going to buy it, and I have them buy it from this one place.
Hold on, what do you mean that it has
Canadian.
5G in it?
Well, instead of just 2G and 5G.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Wi-Fi
radios,
uh-huh.
And then I ask people, though, what kind of TV? Because if you don't have, you know, HDTV and a smart TV, if you just got a plain old TV, why spend the money on a box that's got all this stuff? Just they've got boxes that are lower. I just ask people that. But, yeah, I got a lot of people.
Hey, I did come with some topics.
I worry, too.
I've got two that I thought were really funny this morning that I thought I would just spit out that you guys would appreciate. Well, no. Two that I thought were really interesting. One I thought was really funny. One that I thought was really funny is Russian man sues Apple for allegedly turning him gay.
With an
apple?
Well,
that happens every day.
With an apple?
In Russia. I'll post the link on the website if you're interested. I read through it though, and apparently some free app offered him some gay crypto coin. I mean, like they've got some name of it that implies that it's for.
Hooked on it.
Well, and it was implied that he should try it, and now he's got a boyfriend. And it's ruined his life because he's in Russia. And I guess they're standing for this. And so there's a legal case that's going forward against...
Jesus, if I was in Russia, I wouldn't mention that. Homosexual.
All right, I got to go pay.
I got to go, too.
All right, we'll get out of here. We'll call it done. We'll end on the Russian gay Apple suit. And say this club meeting is adjourned. Until next week. And Tuesday, next Tuesday, 9:15, we'll meet again here at Tequila's with a bigger group because we're right at the beginning of our season. So we expect to see more new faces.
I don't know, I didn't need a jacket, but I needed the extra pockets, so I took it anyway. See ya next time, or drop by if you feel like it.
I will. I'll stop by as soon as I got a free moment, Gary. So again, this is Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions coming to you from Tequila's on a Tuesday morning, having our San Carlos Computer Club. We've just adjourned. If you are in San Carlos, Mexico, and you're looking for some good food and a place that has great Wi-Fi, come by Tequila's. I get nothing for saying that except mutual respect. They give us a really nice place to have our meetings and good table service. If you've got computer issues anywhere on the internet, I'd appreciate you getting a hold of me at internationalcs.net. That's Scott at internationalcs.net. I'd be happy to help you with any problems. If you're local, you can check out our office. Give us a call at 226-0209 or our website at internationalcs.net. If you enjoyed this video and are looking for more of what we do as a club, I maintain a blog for us at sccclub.org. You can always go there and see the latest stuff, sccclub.org. That's San Carlos Computer Club.org. Until next Tuesday, tech on. Done. Wow. Technically,
TCS is the name of that.
TCS.
Yeah, I was thinking it was TL. It's TCS.
Technically, everything worked.